Sniff my body parts and pass the twirl. Is that really the title we're running with?
Hmm. It's the school summer holidays has just started.
And they are setting up the Christmas aisle.
Rob made it back from Florida.
Why? We're classifying selfie sticks with knives and firearms. I didn't know if it was a joke.
No.
But it was at all of the parks. It's like, what?
So there is X number of deaths per year caused by selfie sticks.
How?
More things put in their mouth.
Well, I'm going the opposite.
You're going to be wrong.
I'm giving it a 2 point.
What? Two?
I'm giving it a 2 point. Where's my Maltesers?
Did you used to love ads?
I didn't know how to be made at your face.
What? Do that again.
There's much more. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to The Variety Show with me, Tom, and him, Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
We are back for another episode of just weird things, and we're not walking about this time. We learnt our lesson about how to do that, so next time we do a walkabout, I still think it sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
But we'll also know, for example, when we're taste testing Pringles, not that that will happen again, actually talk at the microphone, not into the distance as we remember things that are going on. There's a few things there. There's a new office layout here, so new recording. So I'm actually sat more where Rob normally sits, and Rob is now sat where normally I would sit. But all the things have changed. If you look on social media, you'll see the picture of the office now and the recording setup. I think it's nicer.
I personally think it's bigger. It feels bigger.
But there is also a new toy in here. Mm. What is it, Robert? What is my
very,
new toy?
Very sexy, dark cabinet in the corner.
So you had a prime example there to say it's a giant dildo. But no, you were honest and you were nice. It's not something I would have done.
I was getting close to saying it's large and black.
And we're cancelled. It's a Golden Tee arcade machine. Now, anyone that's of a certain age that went to a certain style of pub will know what Golden Tee is.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, it's a golf machine. It has a giant trackball, and many people have probably got unexplained old healed fractures of their fingers.
Yeah. All got hairline fractures on their wrists.
Yes. Oh my God. It's just an amazing arcade game. This is made by Arcade 1UP or 1UP Arcade. Arcade 1UP, there you go. And it's brilliant. It came flat pack today, packed it all in, built it, and slog to do on your own.
Oh really?
Oh my God, yeah. It probably should have been two people. But it took me about an hour. Wasn't too bad. And it powers on and it plays, and that's all I care about. But it's a classic. It looks like a Windows 95 golf game because that's pretty much the era it's from.
Yeah, it didn't
change. It's stupidly addictive. I don't understand this. Now, maybe you can. Golf games seem to be one of those games. Whether you like golf or not, you will probably happily play a golf game.
I've always liked Tiger Woods and I've always liked Mario Golf. Yeah, I like golf, though.
Yeah, well, we like golf, but you know what? I've never played Mario Golf. That's on my list to play.
That's a fun one, yeah.
Tiger Woods Golf, played and probably spent a lot, equal amount of time doing the character creation when you used to be able to go just full batshit crazy with it. Mm-hmm. Latest one, you can't. Really disappointing. I think my memory is when we ended up at a certain person's one evening after the pub.
Yeah.
And we were playing Tiger Woods, a full 18-hole course we decided to start playing at something like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, they
took
a long time. There
was a lot of weed being smoked. There was the whole gang were there, the later gang this is.
Yeah.
And then one of them drove us home, if you vaguely remember that one.
I don't know. It's
one that you probably put the memory out of because, Jesus Christ, it was terrifying.
I don't remember. Well, I definitely didn't get involved in weed. I would have been smoking, but I would have been pretty drunk.
Oh yeah.
I would have definitely been
drunk. If you weren't drunk, you were high. And we were trying to play. Oh my God, yeah. And I remember anyway. So
was that time we played Time Splitters too?
Possibly.
And I brought Time Splitters 2 around because this is really niche for just us.
It is very niche.
But I'm just going to say anyway, there's a multiplayer mode and you could pick any character from the Time Splitters universe. And you could pick a squid guy. And he goes, "Someone's pinched me winkle." Do you remember that?
Yes.
Because whenever you picked him, it would say a catchphrase. And for whatever reason, the octopus would always say that. And it was, we all found that very funny.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I've only got a minute left of the set time, oh, so right, we're going to go over it already. Doesn't matter. What the fuck range? The range. I love the range. It's a great shop. Went in there last week. Halloween everywhere. Autumn everywhere. Went there this evening. They're setting up the Christmas light shelves that they turn into the covered area.
No, they're not.
They are. I've got
they're
a picture.
Not. We haven't even had October yet.
We're not even out of July. It's 5 months away. I've tweeted there. So seriously, guys, you're killing the magic now. This is ridiculous. No, they've taken away all that. The St. Albans range is very, very specific design, but you walk over to the far left corner, there are now three aisles made up of four rows of shelving that have been painted black, that have still got the silver star. They've still got all the labels on for what Christmas lights go where, and that is what they then put kind of an archway over the top of each of them, and then they run the lights across the top so you can walk through these little light tunnels and see what the lights are like. Very pretty, very cool. Not in fucking July.
I tell you what, if I walk into the range and I see Christmas decorations as well, I'll get PTSD from all of the bloody shit show stuff from last year. I'll be like, no, it can't be that time already.
I adore Christmas. You know I adore
Christmas. We love Christmas.
It's my favourite fucking time of year. But that is unacceptable. We're not even out of school holidays. It's
the school summer holidays has just started.
And they are setting up the Christmas aisle. The range have got serious fucking problems.
Wait, what's this? A text message during recording. The boys had better give their answer quick. Oh, if you're asking me, I think each of the stones could happily be held in, let's say, a chipmunk's hollow cavity.
Don't tell me that this show isn't full of variety when we get a text message and we start talking about it immediately. Rob, reread that message.
So my friend Carrie has just sent a text message and it says, "So thing I don't get about Avengers Endgame, they are all running around grabbing Infinity Stones, but in Guardians of the Galaxy, they say only a god can hold an Infinity Stone. So how are they all grabbing them?"
Yes, so Guardians of the Galaxy, it requires them all to hold hands and sing Kumbaya while holding it so they don't all get obliterated into the universe.
Die, yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't even thought about that.
Well, who grabs it though? Iron Man grabs it. But he's got special...
Stephen Strange is just walking around with one.
Oh, he is. Does he ever touch it, though? He controls it with his mind and puts it in the thing. But yeah, he is carrying it around. The Tesseract is holding the other one. So they're grabbing the Tesseract.
Yeah, I know, but okay. But are you going to argue... So, you know, the Marvel people... You're so wrong. It's always right. It's so are they going to argue Iron Man's armor is strong enough to hold them all as well when his hand is just behind that armor?
Yeah, I don't know, because he's made his own gauntlet, hasn't he?
Yeah, but that's the point. It's like, it's only a gauntlet that he's put little jewel holes in, like a ring. It's like, we'll set the stones in. Brilliant. Are you telling me that armor's strong enough to hold it?
I don't know. I think we probably shouldn't look too much into it. I think is really the answer that I should send Carrie now. So let's just not think about it. I mean, I haven't watched any of the new thing. Someone said something the other day, and I think I agree with it, that the Infinity Wars was the last decent Marvel film.
Yeah, and you know what? Even then, I'm not sure I can be bothered to revisit it anytime soon.
No.
Rob travelled to Florida, went to some theme parks, made some discoveries in the villa, kicked the president in the dick, ate American food, and a lot more. Take it away, Rob.
Rob absolutely didn't kick the president in the dick. We all want to do it, though. Be honest. He is a prick. He looks like he's been tangoed. I think his hairpiece is continually trying to escape. Isn't that animal cruelty? Can you tell we don't like the man? Anyway, back to the show.
Right, let's talk about Florida. So, as you know, we were on a bit of a hiatus. Then we had our walk-around episode. Well, we're back in the studio, and we haven't really heard about Rob's trip to Florida. Now, if you listen to the Untitled Sci-Fi Show, which I highly suggest you do, you can hear about more bits over there. But Rob's going to share some more of his story with us on this channel. So fire away, mate.
Yeah,
we spoke
a lot about the Star Wars land, didn't we? And Mario Land stuff. So I'm not going to go over that again. It gives you reason to actually go listen to the Sci-Fi Show.
No, 100%.
I wrote... So as I was going through the holiday, when things happened, I wrote it down.
Right.
As a little note. So I think I'm just going to go through it now.
Okay. How much of this is going to be you raging and getting angry?
I have got some rants. The airport in the UK, I've got serious fucking problem with. Security. Like, they make everyone go separately.
Yeah.
Fine. But when you have a four-year-old who is just in his pyjamas and they make you take his shoes off, he's not allowed to hold his teddies. They take his teddies off him and they shove him in the x-ray thing. And then the fuckers, like, made him walk through the machine. So I had to walk through the machine first. He's having a full-on fucking meltdown.
Yeah.
Because it's 5 a.m. He's scared because everyone's being a ratty bastard. Like, I'm sorry. Since when did the American border patrol mentality of being a cunt make its way to the UK, where suddenly they're all cunts too? And it's, sorry for using that word, but there's no need for it. Have some empathy for everyone else around you. Yeah, okay, we all get tired and we all like whatever. And yeah, everyone's got a job to do. And we know that it's serious that things have to happen. But you can still portray all of that and speak kindly to a four-year-old who is in utter tears.
I was going to say, you don't need to act like that with a child. Even if there's some dodgy, dirty, horrible family using that child as somewhere smuggling something, you still treat the child as a child.
There's not very many four-year-olds on this planet who are wankers. Not really.
No.
You know. But the so he's in Astro Hesse, he's really upset. And we were stood there for fucking ages because each kiosk, like, so where we were had, you know, well, I call them kiosks, the bit that you walk through, the scanny thing, the fucking whatever it is. It's an x-ray one now, so you stand in it and you have to face it.
You have to do the whole Jesus Christ
pose.
They
are making poor T do that while he's in utter tears and no one's allowed to go in and help him. They're trying to stop me even going to help him. I'll tell him to fuck off. I've never sworn at TSA, like security agents, but I was telling them all to fuck off. And but we were waiting for ages because there was a lady who was on my side and a lady and a man on the other side. She wasn't allowed to pad me down. They were insisting that I had to be padded down.
Yeah,
right?
And it's got to be done by a man for
But it had to be done by a man. And I said, I don't care. I'm giving this lady complete consent to do whatever she wanted. And she was like, no, you're a man. I have to get a man and I have to be, accompanied by another person because you're a man. And I was like, this is all a bit nuts. What do you think I'm going to assault you in the middle of the security of Heathrow Airport with all these people around here? What do you think's going to happen?
Ridiculous it sounds. I can understand to an extent. It's her saying, if I feel you up by mistake, you're going to sue me. That's what it is. And again, it's the whole Americanism of you do something wrong, I sue you. So they've got to have a witness. They've got to be protected for them. So partly I understand. But at the same time, what has made them want to pat you down? Fuck all problem.
I don't know. But they didn't make me take my shoes off. I had to put my feet in the machine with my shoes on.
Oh, okay.
That was quite cool.
One.
That was quite good. I was like, yeah, that makes it quick. But then the fuckers wanted to pad T down. I was like, nope. Look at the fucking state of him. He's in pyjamas. He's in two items of clothing.
Yeah.
What do you think he's hiding in that? And I was like, no. And I just picked him up and walked off. And they didn't say anything to me. You're not fucking touching him. Not at all going to touch him. No chance. Look at the state of him. He's in utter hysterics because his teddy bear's gone for the fucking machine to get scanned and you're all being horrible. Anyway, yes, that was that. Because of the bank I've got, I do my travel insurance stuff all through the bank and all things. I get this Dragon Pass that we've spoken about before, which means that for free I can go into the lounges and that's really nice. Like, makes you feel like you're really posh when I haven't actually paid a penny for it. So, you know, you can just avoid all of that airport nonsense. As soon as you're through the security, you go straight to a lounge. You never have to do all the rest of it.
Buffet food, free drinks. It's a luxury. Yeah. It is a luxury that is worth it.
Yeah, we had really nice seats. You could see loads of the aeroplanes taking off and landing. And it's really quiet in there. They even had a cinema in there. I mean, it wasn't on, but there was a cinema that you could go. Yeah. Like, loads of things in there. Yeah. Food was all right. It's buffet food. Who really cares? You know, but I didn't have to pay to get in there. Don't have to pay for a single drink. Don't have to pay for any food for three people. And actually, that's really expensive if you're in the airport. you know. So that was a that bit in the security annoyed me quite considerably. And then once we got into the past, that it was all right, and the flight there was actually really good. We spoke about this on the
sci-fi show. So as I say, to hear about the flight, the Mario Land, and stuff like that, head over to the sci-fi show. Worth it.
Next problem: the villa that we had. My first issue was all the light switches were upside down. Every light switch in that building was upside down.
Is that an American thing?
No, because I've never experienced it before. I've been a few times, been quite a few villas.
Oh, you see, I've never been to America. I've been to Canada.
And, yeah, well, Canada had normal light switches. I mean, they look different. They're, like, quite big. Like, buttons nearly as big as this Iron Brew can. But, you know, when you press the bottom bit in any normal light switch, that's on.
Yes, on, and then you press the top to turn off.
Not in this fucking villa. Everyone was upside down, and that really played with my head for ages.
That's weird.
But it took a couple of days. You just checked yours, yeah.
Just checked mine, yeah.
It took a few days, but I started to kind of notice a few things about the villa that I was like, that's odd. Or, I'm not sure I like that. That's not great. And then we're out in the pool bit, and I was like, funny smell down that end of the pool where the spa is. I was like, oh, there's a broken step in the pool. Oh, this is all cracked. Oh, those chairs, two of the four chairs are actually, I haven't told you any of this.
No.
Are completely broken and you can't actually even use them. And then a few days later, you know, we stretched one of them out, full of rubbish on the crease on the inside, some other person's rubbish, like chocolate bar wrappers and stuff like that. And that's actually really fucking gross.
So basically the people that have rented out the villa aren't actually doing a proper tidy job.
Well, this is what I'll get to as I go through the tale of woe. The pool itself, it has like a clear resin over what's some kind of pebble dashing. And it wasn't until a couple of days of using that I realised all the resin's coming off. So what I thought was a pattern was actually the resin coming off and pebble dash pebbles there. Ooh. And I checked my phone, I'd completely cut one of my toes.
I was going to say, pebble dashing is sharp. Yeah,
completely
sometimes.
Cut it. And also I stepped on a bit of resin, I've got a photo too, which was as sharp as a piece of glass.
Yeah.
And I was like, luckily,
which would have been invisible in the water.
Completely invisible, barely seen, had just like a little cloudy bit of glass. It reminds me of a story about Mallorca, but that would be a tangent. That would be a long tangent. I took a photo of it, and I took loads of photos, and I was like, in the master, called the master bathroom, basically the main ensuite, mould all around the window. All the furniture stuff outside was all covered in mould. There was like, all the tiles around the pool had like a green moss and mould growing out of them and things, and I was like,
well, that's atrocious.
All these little things were just turning into actually a pretty
quite big, a big thing.
Big problem. I'm going to name names. We were using a company called Debbie's Villas, which are like an auto trader, I guess, for villas. So privately owned villas then use Debbie's Villa as a kind of front, like a storefront.
Yeah.
Apparently it's becoming quite expensive to own villas in Florida, and there's a lot of taxes and a lot of rules, all kinds of stuff. And these private owners are now actually selling a lot of them off.
Yeah, I think it's gone a little bit like the UK has with the second home tax.
Yeah, there's a lot of taxes, and it's actually very difficult for people, you know, who of normal means, who were able to buy one of these properties and try and make some money out of it, to actually even do that. So along come companies like Debbie's Villas. And they use management companies to deal with it. And basically, I guess the person who owns the house is then just responsible for certain fees and then gets money. I guess like rental, you know, you get look after rentals in the UK.
If you want to be a landlord, you don't necessarily have to be a landlord. You can pay your estate agent to also do the whole management for you. It's just about the amount of money that you get at the end of it.
Exactly. And I kind of took a load of photos and I sent it to this company. I was like, look, I don't technically really have that many issues with the villa itself. Okay, there's a bit of mould around one of the windows. You know, I complained like some of the wallpaper. I was like, it was like peeling off, and like the kids' bedroom had some stickers on the walls. I was like, they're all just like easily solved. You just need a couple of weeks. Just revamp it. I said, the inside of the villa is a bit tired. Those the words I used was tired. I said, but the real issue you have is your pool area is not up to snuff. It looks nothing like the photos. So I got this problem, this problem, this problem, this problem. I listed all these fucking problems. Now, we got this villa because my dad had actually already booked it for their holiday, which is coming up in September.
Got you. Okay.
And we were, Miranda was doing all the finding, and she couldn't really find one because we were very locked into the days we could go.
Yes.
So we found some lovely villas, but none of them were available for the weeks we wanted to go. And we're like, okay, well, Mum and Dad had picked this one. They'd never used Debbie Villas before either. So we was like, and it was available. So, well, how bad can it be? The photos look great.
Mm.
Well, yeah. I haven't gone through all this stuff with them. I was saying, complaining. I told my dad and stuff. At the end of it, Debbie's villas have been absolutely brilliant themselves. And I didn't at any point feel like they weren't taking me seriously. I didn't at any point think that they weren't willing to help. Whatever, they were actually asking me more questions. They wanted more photos. They wanted me to find other things that I thought was wrong with. Because I was saying my complaint is a few things. Really, the people who are looking after the pool are not. They're lying to you.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that mould, because they said on Dave's videos that it gets cleaned every week.
Not a chance if you
and
got
I
mold
said
build
it's
up
impossible
like that.
Because there's no way that there's plants would be growing out of the grout holes on your swimming pool if it's cleaned every week. And it was July 4th they sent out a pool man. So on their bank holiday, one of the only ones they get, they actually did send a pool guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was scrubbing at it and stuff. And I said to Miranda, that's the first time that's been scrubbed. And because it was so early in the holiday, I said to Miranda, like, this is going to be a great, and I said this to Debbie's Villas, this is going to be a great example, because if he's going to come back in a week and that has grown back in a week, then we can say, yeah, they clean it properly every week and it's just some weird kind of fungus that keeps growing, right, and they need to treat it in some other way.
Or they've got a serious problem with weed growth behind there because it's not been properly.
Well, it hadn't even remotely grown back. So I took a photo of it. I said, this proves they are not cleaning it to the standard that you're advertising. Because this is what I kept saying. You're advertising. Their exact words are cleaned to an exceptional standard.
But this is the point. If you ever want to argue anything with anyone, make sure you always screenshot. Screenshot, screenshot. If something is advertised, get the screenshot of it.
Yeah.
And hold on to it.
Well, I've got it in a book.
It's not up to that. Exactly. Yeah. If it's not up to the standard.
Yeah.
Then you've got your evidence.
They send you a big book. And it just literally says it in there, that says to an extraordinary standard or whatever. So I'm using their own words against them. And they were completely agreed. And so what at the end of the day, what it's come down to is that, because my dad complained too, and he sent, between the two of us, we sent quite a few very long, well-worded emails where I sent 20 photos in one of the emails to them.
Oh.
So they've offered Dad a new place to stay. And like, oh, we're not going to charge you any kind of change in change. We're just going to find you somewhere else. And the reason is because the owner has agreed with everything I said about the pool. I don't think they weren't aware, or they were just trying their luck, see how long they could get away from with it before someone could complain. So, but the problem is it's not going to be done before my dad's holiday in September. So they've agreed that he can go somewhere else. So he doesn't have to pay any more money. They're just going to change whatever villa he wanted out of the ones available.
Like for like, hopefully.
He's going to move to a different one. Apparently, they're going to completely renovate all of the outside and do stuff to the inside. This is what Debbie's villa, whether it's true or not, who knows? I'm not going to go back, so I'll never know. In a few years' time, I want to go back to America. So maybe I'll drive around and have a look through the mesh and see if they actually have done the pool. But then they gave me £200 back. So I think that's all right. I wasn't expecting them to refund me the entire holiday because that is a bit ridiculous.
Yeah,
but they've given me, and then they said, look, they were a very lovely, apologetic email. They said, look, we want to do our best that we can buy you. You know, we're going to refund £200 to you. Please get your, you know, treat your family to something nice as well as anything, whatever. But yeah, so a little bit disappointed with it. And it didn't hamper the holiday even remotely. It's just, it was a shame because, you know, when we got back, Miranda was then looking for other villas, and actually if we'd paid, I think it would have cost us maybe £300 more for the whole thing. There was a beautiful one.
Yeah.
Just around the corner. But as I said to Miranda, like, the photos of that one we stayed at were beautiful. But we noticed the hedgerow in the photos was really, really low. When we went, the hedgerow was very, very high. So clearly there's a time period between the photos taken and what you actually get. And I said to Debbie's Villas, what you really should do if you want to be good to your customers is date your photos.
Yes.
This photo was taken at this date. And I think...
Or even expect the owners to go and give you new photos every season.
I think it should be every season, or more realistically, maybe every 2 years, the management company takes new photos and you have to use those. I think that should be a regulation because it's... or maybe not made so much a regulation, but it should be Debbie's Villa's policy, because this all came back to Debbie. You know, I'm complaining to Debbie's Villa's, even though I had the management company's thing, I booked it all through Debbie's Villa's. So from my perspective, they're the storefront. They're game when I'm returning my computer game.
But I would argue that actually it should be yearly. The management company should go out and say, right, we're doing our yearly inspection to make sure it's up to the standard that you've told us it is, that we're advertising it as.
Yeah.
And while we're here, we're going to take updated photos.
Yeah.
And then that stops the whole Turkish hotel incident that you go to a 5-star hotel that hasn't yet been built and it's actually a building site and you're in a shack in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so they were really the only two other things that, you know, the getting to the airport and then that were kind of bad, I'd say, about the rest of the holiday was absolutely awesome. We all had such a fucking wicked time. We were all gutted when we come home. We had serious holiday depression.
Holiday blues.
Yeah, really bad. Like, because it was such a... Every time we went to a theme park every single day, apart from July 4th, was the only day we didn't go. And the very first day, because we wanted to have a rest.
Yeah.
When we just got there, we needed to acclimatize to it. We got to go to some really cool restaurants, eat some good food, a lot of fucking awful food. I don't know what their problem is, but it's difficult. Please, Americans, if you're listening, correct me, but we always say in Kissimmee, excuse me, which is in Florida, very touristy, very, very touristy. And you could tell that by the quality of the food, in that not many places were giving you vegetables, and she specifically asked for them. Everything was full of salt or sugar. Bread, full of sugar. If you were, like, we wanted to do some cooking at home to try and save money. Now, we brought breaded chicken. We brought, like, three different brands across the holiday. All of it was so unbearably salty. Like, none of us could eat it. Like, one bite of it, and all three of us were like, what? This is vile.
How grim.
Yeah, so if that's what a lot of Americans are eating, I feel really sorry for them. I'm just going to keep going through them. Some great rides. Standout ride for tea was at one called Blue Toes Bilgrap Barges, which is like you're in this, it's a river rapid ride.
Yeah.
And you get fucking drenched.
Blue Toe as in Popeye's Blue Toe.
Yeah, Popeye Blue Toe. So it's a Popeye ride. And I don't really understand what the plot of the ride was, but Blue Toes being a wanker.
Of course basically. He is.
And there's a great bit where you go around this pirate ship, and the pirate ship has got other people, other guests can go and play in it, but then shoot cannons of water down at you. So T fucking loved that. He's like, ah, the pirates again. And everyone like, I think he brought a lot of joy to everyone else who was on the boat, because he's there going nuts. Because, you know, he's so small as well, and he's got such a loud voice. Everyone's laughing at him. He's like, ah. And there's a bit where Bluto's like hanging above you and water's coming out of his pants and stuff. And T was always going, oh, it's going to weigh on us. And all this. Yeah, so that was always really. We went out five times in a row one day.
What happened to the Pope when he went to Mount Olive?
I don't know.
Popeye beat the shit out of him. It's such an awful joke.
That's
sorry.
That's terrible. So whilst the new Epic Park, Universal, which has only just opened, only been opened like a month or two when we went, maybe even less time than that, as I've said on the Sci-Fi Show, absolutely rammed, the worst food in the theme park I've ever experienced. It's so difficult to find anything that is worth eating. The way that you get your food is good. You just sit at the table, scan a QR code, order it, and it comes to you.
It's such the way forward. That one thing that COVID has given us is table service.
Table service,
it's come back.
Because I've noticed the
McDonald's
in a
way that we don't have to be social. Yeah, we don't have to talk to someone. Yeah. I don't have to say, can I have a plain hamburger? Okay, yeah, I've ordered. Have you made sure it's plain? Yes, it's plain. Comes out. It's not plain, is it?
No.
It's never going to be plain.
Yeah. So that's a nice touch, and you could do that, unless it was a proper restaurant. And then also, like you've said before, I don't know if we recorded, we were saying about the cups, where you buy the cup once and then you put it in the machines. And
yeah, which Merlin has in the UK now. Brilliant idea.
And such a good idea, one for queues, two, it's actually fair price structure when you know you're going to be drinking a lot of drinks. But, you know, when you're paying $5 for a small bottle of drink, you know, and you actually, at first I was like, oh, it's really expensive, this $20 cup. you know, but I want to get it because it's got like the special grand opening of the Epic Park in it. So I'm going to get it as like a souvenir. And then actually you can use that same cup in all of the Universal parks and you pay. So that first 20, so you can get the cup and then it lasts the entire day.
And the day's refill.
And then the next time you go, you pay $12 to just charge it.
Yep.
And well, that's two drinks. So that's me filling it up, Miranda filling it up, and then we've still got the rest of the fucking day, you know.
I think the thing that pissed me off about the whole Merlin thing was the vast majority of the machines had gone to all the sugar-free drinks. You couldn't have full fat drinks. Now, I think there's a couple that did. I think it was just... I think, no, in fact, they didn't. The only one that was full sugar was Dr. Pepper, which isn't full sugar anymore.
No.
So it was all the low-sugar varieties, and it's like, that's great. I want to drink a full sugar drink. Please just give me that option.
Well, in the American one, you could have any version of Coke, whether it's sugar, not sugar, caffeine free, whatever, and then every variety of that said Coke. And there's a lot. And I was drinking a lot of it, all full fat, to the point where even T told me to stop drinking it and drink water.
Damn.
So, you know, and as I said to you, they didn't get the memo. There's Coke in their Coke because it tastes so different than Coke here. It's so nice. No wonder people are drinking it by the gallon over there because the weather's perfect for it. Loads of ice. Oh, it's lovely. What else? Oh, yeah, they've got all the pram parks like they have in all the normal theme parks.
Yeah.
But they like moving your pram. So they've got people that kind of maintain the pram parks to keep it neat.
Oh, okay.
So they will happily take your pram and fucking move it. So you'll come out and you'll be like, where the fuck's the pram? And it will suddenly be on the complete other side of the pram park. And I'm like, what the fucking hell is it doing over there? And it was good because in the Animal Kingdom one, because so many animals, a lot of squirrels and birds, and people are leaving food in their prams. Squirrels over all the prams, underneath the prams, opening people's bags and getting all that stuff, which was quite cute. What else I want to talk about? Oh, yeah, the weird... I recorded it. I'll have to send it to you again, or maybe we could insert it here if you can ever find it. The voice note of the warning on the trams. So when you're going into any of the Disney parks, you get on these trams because the car parks are quite far away. And this thing goes, oh, please sit down, keep your kids saying, like, just so you know, there's no dangerous items are allowed, no firearms, knives and selfie sticks. Why? We're classifying selfie sticks with knives and firearms. I didn't know if it was a joke.
No.
But it was at all of the parks. It's like, what?
So there is X number of deaths per year caused by selfie sticks.
How?
Normally people going up to the very edge of cliffs going, oh, look, I'm at the edge of the... Ah!
Oh, that's... I nearly said the R word.
I agree. But no, and also I'm guessing they're doing it so people don't put it out the window...
Mm.
And then end up having their arm ripped off or something shitty like that. But they deserve it.
I'm going to zip through a few more so we don't talk too long.
Yeah,
about
so
the rest
we're
of
at
the holiday.
24
yeah, sorry,
minutes.
I'm going to go a bit quicker. There was a whole aisle dedicated to laxatives in the supermarket. Not quite sure what's going on in America. But
the American diet. That's what's going on with it.
Oh, an entire aisle. That is nuts.
There's
a lot of laxatives in that shop.
Clean up an aisle 13. No!
I've never seen so many laxatives. Okay, the last thing I want to talk about, there was a mum. Now, we've all almost been where this mum's headspace was.
Oh, no.
But she was really fucking far gone. So I was sat there. The wife was using the facilities and T and I were sat down chatting away and then there was just some shouting. I said, what is going on? And T's like, that mummy's being very mean. And we looked over and there's a mum, a dad and a girl. The girl is probably similar age to Kay.
Mm-hmm.
So get your head around that kind of age. What's that, 11, 12?
11.
Yeah. And she wasn't really saying anything, but she's kind of hiding behind the dad a bit. And the dad's just like, we'll just let her have it. And the mum is going, oh, for fuck's sake, she's such a fucking princess, little fucking bitch. Top of her voice in a Disney theme park. And she's like, just go get your little fucking princess. Sorry, everyone. This is where, like, as close as I can get to it. just get your fucking little princess some gelato and she can fuck off over there on her own while I go and fucking do this. We're doing everything for this fucking little bitch all the fucking time.
Evil stepmother.
Yeah. And then the little girl's like, I'm not a fucking bitch, you're a fucking bitch. The woman is going absolutely ballistic. I've never seen someone shout at a child like this. And she's storming off, calling her a C word, calling her the fucker, calling her this and that. And this little girl isn't even crying. She's giving it all back. And the dad's saying nothing. And I was like, oh my God, what has happened to them today?
That is... I can't even comment, mate.
Didn't know what to say. I just said to T, I was like, they said a lot of bad words. Let's just pretend that didn't happen.
Don't be like them.
We'll just pretend that you didn't see that. And he's like, okay, daddy.
God, these boys love putting things in their mouth. Long and phallic-shaped things. One day, anyway. I have a feeling these two are going to have an argument.
So, would you like to do... the taste test or advertisements?
Well, I can only pick one.
No, we're going to do them, but I'm going to let you choose which one we do first.
Oh, let's have some chocolate.
You want some chocolate,
I'm
do you?
I'm hungry, actually. Let's have some.
Okay, so we are taste testing today white Maltesers, a salted caramel Twix duo, which I've never tasted, and that's been around for ages. Dairy milk iced latte, which I'm pretty sure we haven't tried before.
Right.
Add a dairy milk white dipped twirl. Which would you like to try first?
Latte is in coffee.
Yeah, look, it's a dairy milk iced latte bar.
Oh, let's go for that first. I don't like coffee, so.
No, I don't like coffee, but this has got chocolate in it, and chocolate's good. Or so we all say. All right.
It's a big one, too.
Thank you, darling.
You're right, Alan.
Right.
Oh, that was a good throw. Ooh. Oh, it's like a white...
It's got a creamy filling.
Yeah, it's like sandwiched between chocolate.
Oh, wow. It smells, doesn't it?
Oh, it smells of coffee.
Really strong. Really strong flavour of scent of coffee. Oh, crunchy bits.
Yeah, what are the crunchy bits?
I don't know.
Coffee granules.
Smooth coffee. Let's try that without. Smooth coffee flavour. Cream with digestive biscuit pieces.
Oh, digestive biscuit.
That's not unpleasant.
Tastes okay, actually. The smell, I did not even remotely like the smell. It smells of coffee. Oh, no. I've got airy coffee breath. Yeah, you know, when you've had a coffee and your breath tastes of it.
No, because I don't drink it.
Okay, well, it does.
Okay.
I'm getting that. I don't like that at all. Whilst I was eating it, it was quite nice.
It's got quite a potent aftertaste.
But it was quite creamy. But, yeah. You know, that's the dairy
milk. Quite like the digestive. It was a nice crunch. Yeah, unexpected.
The digestive was a nice surprise. Little surprise for us in there, but I've got a horrible taste in my mouth now of coffee. And I'm afraid that is going to get drunk away with Iron Brew.
It is quite overpowering. I'm going to give you that. The flavour... actually isn't as coffee as the smell makes it seem like it would be.
Yeah.
The smell, you get it straight away as you open the pack and it's like, oh God, this is going to be so, so coffee-ish. Yeah. It's going to have such a bitter flavour to it. It's not going to be good. And then actually, the sweetness of the sugar, of the chocolate, the creamy layer, the digestive biscuits, all of that, actually made it very nice on the mouth. It's, as you say, that after effects of it gone, then makes it not so nice. Now, I'm going to be fair to it. I wouldn't mind eating. Now, that's been in the off. That was in the fridge all day, and it already felt melty.
Oh, it didn't.
And I know
seem it, like
it's
been in the
fridge. Warm in here, but it's not that warm.
No, it's not warm enough that it should be like that.
Obviously, that creamy sensor has kind of caused a problem with how solid the chocolate is. Now, I'll be fair to it. I'm going to give that a 3-point. Coffee cream is better. And I love a Roses coffee cream. I don't care what anyone says. I don't like coffee, but the coffee creams from a box of Roses or Quality Street.
What I'll say is if you like coffee, you will like that chocolate. If you like coffee and you like chocolate, that's really good for you. That's a good one.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Should get it. Me,
and the
I don't
flavors
like
are solid. The flavors are really solid on that.
Me, I don't like coffee. I'm going to give it a 3, though, because it was you know, while I was eating it, I enjoyed it. It's just the before and after I didn't enjoy. So, 3 point, make a Yorkshire tea version, please.
Oh, chocolate tea?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, fair enough. Okay, what do you want next? White Maltesers, white dipped twirl, or salted caramel?
Ooh, let's go for the Maltesers. Maltesers are one of my favourite chocolates, so this is good stuff.
Now, I'm confused. I'm sure the past few Christmases, we have had white Maltesers.
They call them something else, like snowball or something.
But I'm sure, but the chipmunk insists she has never heard of white Maltesers. But I'm certain white Maltesers came out before then.
A dairy milk do like a
They do the snowball.
Snowball thing. Yeah.
Let me hand this over to you. We have to savour a couple of these, apparently, which is fair enough. I understand that.
Hey.
Right, I'm actually going to have a quick look at this, because I think white Maltesers have existed before they say that this did. So Maltesers, any idea when they were first created, sold in the UK?
No idea.
1937. Originally aimed at women.
I'll aim at women too. Lob them at your head.
Right, history. Here we go. No, that's not what I wanted. Oh, right. Hang on. When did we get mint Maltesers?
What? Oh, I need them in my life.
So, white Maltesers, dark Maltesers, mint Maltesers. That's just, oh, hello. None of that's actually...
Can you take this bag away from me? I've had about 10.
Right, put it on the side. Hang on a minute. Right, 10th of June, 25. I know it's the Daily Mail. A popular sweet treat that was axed 11 years ago.
Because of the immigrants.
I'm current. white Maltesers are back. So they did exist. I'm not bullshitting. So remember, they did big tubs of them.
Yeah, they got their green card.
Fuck's sake, stop being Daily Mail on us.
Go through the process. It took them so long. You know, they come through legally now, so they're allowed back.
Stop it.
I'm sorry, no policies. Gonna have to cut all that.
Yeah, no, I'm not cutting it.
So I dropped the R word a few times, then you'll have to cut it.
No, I'll just block that bit out. I'm just gonna leave Rob's horridness in. I'm not blown away by those.
What? They're great.
No, they're not a match on standard. Now,
standard Maltesers are great.
I will
great.
Eat that. You know those family share, those bags to share?
Mm-hmm.
They don't get shared
No, so my mum will buy me a box, like a box.
Oh, the box. No, that's premier.
Yeah, because I like them in a box and I'll put them in the fridge. And what happens is the box will come out and we'll be watching a movie during Christmas time and I'll either eat the entire box or, well, depending on how many movies I know we're going to watch across the next few evenings, I'll cut the box into sections, not actually cut it, but like, okay, I need to get 4 films out of this box. So I'll be like a quarter, you know what I mean?
Oh, mate, you're so behind. You have a box per film.
Yeah, well.
But there's something about having them out of the box. I know it's purely just the retro factor for me, but I remember having them in a box at the cinema.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's such a nice way still to enjoy a Malteser. Those bags are just, they're soulless. Compared to a box that you have to, you open up the flap, then you peel the breaky bit of cardboard out of the way, and it's, oh, look, they're all rolling around. There's something magical
you know how
about
many's left
a Maltesers
to give it a little
box.
Shake. Yeah, so as I had the box, still had some in it, and then someone brought me a bag, so I pulled the bag in the box. I'm not like, I'm going to keep the box as long as I can keep the box.
They need to do a Maltesers fan box, a nice wooden box that looks like the normal one, all painted, all branded up.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, they should do refills for boxes, but it would just be the bags, wouldn't
it?
They'll just sell the bags and, like, you just
and that
bag.
Will get stuck on a stupid dolphin's head and we'll kill it. Yeah. Your Malteser habit killed a dolphin, Rob. That's one less, one less dolphin at Florida.
Yeah, in the ocean. Okay, so now it's white chocolate, so it's dangerous for me, but there's so little amount of chocolate on a Malteser.
Well, I feel that normal milk chocolate, there is more chocolate to a Maltese than that. Because I know, I have even just 3 or 4 of them, you get that kind of lovely, claggy feeling of the milk chocolate melting off and then binding with the crisp inside. And it's almost like it's chewy at that point. That felt like there was fuck all on it.
Well, I had about 10, so I have a different sensation. It's a very milky white chocolate. It's very light, but it's very tasty. And I'm going to be giving it a 5-point bubbly bubbliness.
Well, I'm going the opposite.
You're going to be wrong.
I'm giving it a 2-point.
What? 2?
I'm giving it a 2-point. Where's my Maltesers?
Oh, I'm disappointed.
I am not happy with those. Is that low? I'm not happy with those
You're
at all.
You're putting that down there with those cans of drink that give you cancer.
Yes.
You got that down by cancer cans.
Yes. I don't like putting white balls in my mouth. I prefer putting brown balls in my mouth, okay?
Well, who doesn't?
Unless it's Alan Richardson.
Yeah.
Sweaty. Right. What next? Twix. Salted caramel or twirl white.
Let's go for the Twix now. We've got to have a breakaway from the white chocolate.
No, we haven't got any breakaways.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to be sensible. I'm not just going
I thought you were going to take an entire...
No, because we both eat way too much of this shit anyway at bedtime. I know we've got to get through a round of golf after this, but... Yeah.
So this is a salted caramel Twix.
It is.
A bit far away from the mic there. Sorry, everyone.
Mmm. So I'm guessing the gritty bits are salt.
Or dirt.
I'm not getting much salt on that at all.
Mine is.
Oh, hang on.
Don't like it. This is what I always are scared about. Eating chocolate that tastes salty. No, don't like it.
Nope.
2-point, someone left this by the salt shaker. Don't like it. Nope.
2-point, I've licked a salty sack.
No, don't like it.
Yeah, I've just hit a ribbon of salt then. And I'm sure I've told this story before. Three Hammers, way after we were working there, they had a two-course thing, a starter and a main, or a main and a dessert. The dessert I chose was their salted chocolate profiteroles.
Mm.
And I could have sworn someone must have just taken a handful of fucking sea salt and thrown it on there. And I sent them back. I had one and my mouth just puckered up like an arsehole. It was so much salt on it. It's like, this is just not actually edible.
Yeah, oh, they're actually a bit sickly.
Right, do you want a whole finger?
Yes, 12, of course I do. This isn't going to be...
No, hang on. Dairy Milk.
What?
Where is the quality control in that?
Oh, that is a thin, thin layer of white. That is a ghostly thin. Oh, no.
So we're looking at the top dipping looks like it's quite thick. But if you look at the bum of a twirl white dipped, you can see the brown chocolate through it.
Well, it's clearly just a normal one. And then the conveyor belt must just shoot off a little wing off to a different one. Mm. So then it just pours the white chocolate on top instead, which is why there's barely on the bum.
Yeah, so there's no brown chocolate on there except for the brown medal. And, it's twirly, it's white. I fail to see, though, as much as we like white chocolate and Caramac and all of that stuff, I fail to see where that's better than a normal twirl.
I don't see the white chocolate bringing anything to the table.
No, in fact, I'd say the milk chocolate overpowers it, and you're only getting that slight hint of white chocolate.
I don't think I can even really taste it. I think it just tastes like a twirl, generally.
Mm. No, there is a much more creamy and milky...
Maybe.
...after flavour.
I'm getting a sore throat, so...
But I prefer an original twirl. Now, it's... I'm, again, going to stick it right roughly in the middle. It's going to be kind of a 3-point. Why didn't I buy a twirl?
Okay, we've got him. Twirls are lovely.
They are.
But this is trying to be something else.
And a flake is even better.
So I've got to rate it on the fact that it's trying to do something. And I think it fails at it. I don't think the white brings enough to the table. And it's going to be a 3-point back to the drawing board. It's still not, it's not a 2 because it's a nice chocolate. But it's not far enough away.
No.
It's just not far enough away. It's not like when we're saying, like, with Dr. Peppers and the other things, and they, you know, when they're trying to do stuff and it doesn't work, but at least they try to do something and it tastes different but doesn't work. This doesn't change from the original enough. There's not enough white chocolate there.
No, it's like someone said, has anyone got an idea? Let's have a white twirl. Okay, do we want to tabletop that? Do we want to work on that a bit more? Oh, no, you've already just dunked the normal bit in white chocolate. Okay, we'll just go with it then.
Mm.
Very half-assed.
Yeah.
Imagine that with a white flake in the middle.
Yeah, they should do the other way around.
A white flake, yeah, and dairy milk normal on the outside.
Yeah.
That I'd be interested in.
That would be nice, I think.
Bring back Cadbury shots as well, by the way. Just randomly.
What's that?
Oh. It was dairy milk in balls. They were little balls of dairy milk. And you got them, and then a little purple packet that you shake out into your hand.
Oh, no, I do know that.
Dairy milk shots.
I didn't know they were called shots.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I remember those.
Or, oh, shit. You know what? There was a bar better than a twirl. It had red and purple packaging. And it was called... Mm. If anyone's guessed it right now, you get bonus points. I'm not giving you anything. But you get bonus points if you know what I'm talking about. It was a dairy milk Spira.
I might recognise the packet, but I don't recognise the name.
Oh, I'll show you a picture of it later.
Chipmunk sent me a picture today.
Oh, no.
Of Titan Nutella.
Yes.
That looks interesting.
Seeing we like the Titan bars,
yeah.
They also do their Twix equivalent, the Jive.
Okay.
And they do their Snickers equivalent, which... Oh, is the Jive the Snickers one? I honestly can't remember. But yeah, they do all of their main bars now as a spread.
Mm, yeah, it looks quite cool.
Mm.
Dangerous.
I love the advert where the man did the thing. You know what I mean. The food thing with the machine. Oh, you know it. Don't pretend you don't. Fuck off, then. These two have some adverts I'm sure you do know. Pricks.
I have told you nothing about this next segment.
Nope.
Can you name any of your favourite adverts of all time? Just television adverts. Any of your worst adverts?
Well, I did always like the Tango ones, which we've spoken about.
Yeah, before. The Tango ones we talked about. They are absolutely peak advertising.
I like For Mash, Get Smash. There's a really good infomercial that used to be played whenever we're on holiday. I'm speaking of America again. And it was a guy who owns some kind of bathroom warehouse. And his catchphrase was white porcelain. And he'd go on about all how amazing the toilets and the things were in his shop. And then it would be a close-up of a toilet bowl and his face would come in from the side and he'd go, white porcelain. Which me and my dad just always used to find hilarious. And all of the George Foreman grills, I love those adverts.
That's true. You can't beat those ones. They are...
What other ones? The thing is, I find a lot of adverts annoying. I do everything humanly possible to not see adverts nowadays.
I have to agree with you on that one. I very much try and avoid advertising. Mm. But that's why we're here today.
Walls is another good one.
Oh, yeah. Walls.
Mm.
Or one that I fucking hated.
Daddy.
Oh, we talked about this before when we did the adverts at the very beginning of the show.
Mm.
Daddy or chips? Daddy.
Oh, God, that fucking advert.
Or chips. Daddy has punched me in the head, so I'm having chips.
There's one that... There's loads of shows that we watch on Sky, and they're always sponsored by Volvo. And the accent of the person that did it for a long period of time, I don't know if it was during when we watched Fringe, that... The Volvo adverts, the accent of the person, they would go, Volvo.
Volvo.
So now whenever Miranda and I see a Volvo or anything, we always go, have you seen the Volvo?
Have you seen my Volvo? No, just, what the, hang on, what?
And because we were driving one on holiday as well, so it was like, oh, off to the Volvo.
Oh, I like it. Well, I'm going to show you three adverts.
Ooh, yep.
And I want you to tell me, out of the three, which I hated, which I was like,
I don't know what's going on there. Why is that dude sniffing that man's...
Oh, well, let's get on with it. So the first advert I'm going to show you is by Lynx.
Okay.
And it's called the Lower Body Spray, and this was this year's Lynx advert.
All right. Oh, it's a spray on your cock.
So right now, a man just sniffed another man's cock.
Why did you spray his ass?
He's now...
He's sniffing his ass.
Yeah.
Cherry spritz. Okay, so your feet as well.
So this is...
That's quite funny. I like the Lynx adverts. I've always liked the Lynx adverts. I like that. It's odd, because they're always odd.
Yeah.
They're always odd.
Okay, so... Just so people have just heard that going on with barely any speech going on. That's Alpha.
Sorry.
No, that's Alpha. So what we first of all saw was a basketball man spray his crotch with deodorant, which some of us do. If you get sweaty bollocks, you need to antiperspirant. And he jumps up to do a kind of slam dunk, and a man starts sniffing his cock.
Yep.
That man then goes home and sprays it on his arsehole. He's got trousers on, to be fair. And then purposely shoves his face in the people's faces, making them sniff his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to the boxer who sprays his feet and then pretends to get knocked out so he can sniff the other person's feet.
Yeah.
This advert is for fetishists. This is not an advert for normal people. This is an advert for people who like sniffing body parts.
I like that advert. I don't know how big an audience there is for cock spray. For Lynx to be selling cock spray. I've never ever thought about spraying my ass, my feet, or my cock with deodorant.
My ass, my feet, my cock. No, that's a terrible song.
But you know, like, trying to think, you know, when you get like, I think you might like accidentally get like aftershave on you and you lick it.
Yeah.
And you taste
horrible,
it.
Horrible.
Now you've just sprayed your junk on a night out and then you're very lucky, maybe, and you meet a lady and she wants to perform oral duties on you, and your cock's going to taste awful.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's not going to taste good, no. Well, that was advert number one. So that's Lynx. So just remember what Lynx was, okay?
Can anybody who does suck cock tell me whether they would prefer it was sprayed with Lynx or not?
Now, I didn't realise how old this advert is. You can see this was published on YouTube 11 years ago by Flora. So, sorry, this is an old advert.
Oh, and I really like the...
Oh, well, I miss Lurpak.
Yeah.
They need to bring him back. Ooh, let's
Christmas
give it some
fun. By Josh. Me and Dolly made breakfast for Mummy and Daddy for that.
So these are allegedly real stories that have been sent in.
Okay, this is some weird kind of
yummy sunflower
cartoon.
Beans in every tub. When we
kids causing
upstairs,
a mess.
Mummy and Daddy were already awake. Mummy
was there. It's a fucking.
But she seemed quite good at it with Daddy. After all,
I spoke over that. What did they say? Sorry.
Mummy says she doesn't like wrestling, but she was quite good at it with Daddy.
Oh, okay.
It was just as well we made so much tasty toast.
We know family life doesn't always go right, but with the yummy sun...
The dad then just whispered to the mum.
And then she flustered.
I'll take you up the arse again next
time.
Yeah,
then she got a bit flustered and played with her hair.
Yeah,
my goodness, so... Flora Buttery, you know you can't go wrong. Flora, sunflower goodness for all the family.
Oh, okay. That's quite funny,
so,
that.
So, questions.
I hate it on telly, but it's
family
funny.
Walk... I'm sorry. Any parents out there know, if your children are awake...
You're not fucking.
You are not having sex. I'm sorry. No, it's just not happening because you do not know when those little shits are coming through that door.
Yeah.
It's just, that is a danger fuck.
Yeah, you got to be into it.
That is, you got to want to get caught. That is the only, I can only get erect if I'm going to get caught. That's
by your child.
Oh, exactly. And just, then also, why are we talking about for Flora? Are we using Flora as lubrication now?
Well, yeah, because they were doing a nice thing by making
breakfast
for their
parents. Also, can I just point out, Wrestlers by Josh. There is no Josh. There is no child who wrote
that
story.
Oh, no, they didn't. No.
That is 100% an adult has sent that in as a competition.
No, it's the advertising company. Advertising company made it.
No, I reckon Flora did put a competition up, and that's the parent has written it. It's like those parents that say, oh, look at what my child did for their homework. Ha, 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 ha. No, you did it, and you just really shit at drawing. That's the real thing here. Okay, and then
I thought the art style was quite cool, the little cartoon.
Yeah, the art style was nice. It's without having the stupid kind of idea that it's a real story that's been sent in, I don't mind. I think, yeah, okay. Actually, I'm not going
to
say anything
Quaker's
more.
Quaker's Oats, you're trying to write here?
I am, because this... is you know what, there we go, we are going to go for
Goober.
The first one that
Uncle
do you
Goober,
remember
sorry.
Seeing these
unclear yeah I recognize them.
So these are all based on Camberwick Green.
Morning, Windy.
They look like
Fireman
Sam
company,
and
your Uncle Goober.
Uncle
from
Google.
Norway. Hello. Oh dear.
Oh, he's naked.
He's in the nip windy.
Oh, he's a naturist. Prefers to keep things natural.
Oh, it's like Austin Powers, where he's, everything just happens to be in front
so
of his cock.
The microwave porridge with natural flavorings. Oh dear.
And his cock. We knew our oats. Oh, it was burning too. Oh, that's fun. That's great. That's the best one.
There's so many of those. Hang on. We're going to have another one of
Morning,
these.
Morning, Windy.
God, that's What's a dangerous entrance, today? That windmill.
Ah, Quaker Oats so simple. Lovely. What's that, Windy?
He's nodding.
Oats release energy slowly to keep you going till lunchtime.
Yep.
Just the job for a morning's work, then.
No.
What? You're not going to work today? Molly.
Oh, stop it.
You old rascal.
That's not real.
It's real. These are 100%. And I love it. Molly, from the feathers?
Is that meant to be like the pub?
You devil.
Oh, wicked. Oh, 15 years ago, that wouldn't be allowed now, would it?
Oh, well, I mean...
so good.
So which of those adverts
How
do you think I didn't
charming
like?
Charming that was. You didn't like the floral one.
No, I didn't like the Lynx one.
Really? I like the Lynx one. I mean, I didn't mind all of them, really. The Quaker Oats wins by a long, long way.
Yeah, the Flora one I thought was okay.
The Flora one would annoy me, though, I think,
except
eventually.
Except for the whole, the whole fakeness of a kid supposedly sent it in. That's annoyed me a bit, but I still thought it was better than the Lynx one, which is just basically advertising fetishism. Which, don't get me wrong, if you've got a fetish, that's fine. I'm just trying to find... And then, yeah, obviously, the Quaker Oat stuff is absolutely just brilliant. Just beyond brilliant. There's, like, four or five of the adverts. And, yeah, Uncle Gruber, the nudist, is brilliant. I'm trying to think of... Oh, I know what it was called now. It was called Life on Mars. Did you ever watch Life on Mars?
I didn't. No, I wish I did.
Well, Life on Mars also did...
Windy Miller likes a drink.
Yeah, well, some of these I'm guessing are maybe not so real, but bollocks. This is why I should have just used dictation more than anything. You can hear busy away the Apple TV going boop 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 boop. Everyone, there you go. Life on Mars, Camberwick Green.
Oh, it's a good
Now, I don't know where this came from. I think this aired in an episode.
Of Life on Mars.
So the whole point of Life on Mars, he's meant to be in a coma, I think it is.
Okay.
And it's all taking place in the coma. So Life
on
Mars...
Is that known, or is that a spoiler for Life on Mars?
A magical box, playing a magical tune. But inside this box, there lies a surprise.
Whiskey, beer cans.
You know who's in it today?
Okay. He's coming out the music box. Dressed as the guy from Life on Mars. He's just spinning and looks very sad.
It's Sam Tyler. Hello, Sam.
He's waving.
How are you today?
Shit, mate. Oh he's upset. Yeah, he's upset.
Happy. Is it Gene Hunt? Is he kicking in a nonce?
Is he kicking in a nonce? And there is a copper beating the crap out of someone in an alleyway who's in just a long coat and pants. So is he a copper, Life on Mars?
Life on Mars is all about like a copper. And I'm pretty sure, yeah, you just got all of these people and it's all meant to be inside this coma that's going on and whatever. But I just remember seeing
kicking
that.
In a nonce? Yes.
Yeah. That's just how the blokes that lay on the floor still be waving again.
I like those. They're the best ones. They're the best adverts you've shown me yet. Out of any of them.
Christmas adverts. We'll talk about more at Christmas. We'll try and find some more for that. Let's see if I can. Can I show you one more awful, awful, awful advert? I probably can. It's whether or not we can carry on talking enough while I do this. Because I probably can't. But there is an advert for toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come to me at the wrong time. And I'm not going to know which bloody toothpaste it was. But there was a advert that really, really, really...
I know that one. Yeah.
Oh, we've got to have a soundbite for this one. Sorry, everyone. It's Who remembers this? Oh, hang on.
We want blue stripes, we want white. We want the red stripes, but that's all right. As you can see, Aquafresh is all three. Aquafresh is for the family.
The red stripe helps fight plaque and protects gums. The white stripe has fluoride to fight decay. And there's a blue stripe
that poisoned you in your sleep.
Aquafresh gives 3-in-1 protection for your family.
Brush, brush, red stripe, blue stripe, white.
Oh, they're in the right uniforms. They're all in the same pyjamas. Yeah. Realize. And the blue stripe is for the asbestos.
Yeah. Oh, it might be Oral-B, actually, you know. I think it is Oral-B.
Red for lead.
Oh, is it going to be? Might be Oral B then. And if it is Oral B, hopefully it will come up with this next search, and then you will remember. You will know it as soon as you see it. You'll know it, and you'll be yeah. I hated it.
Do you remember those dystopian adverts?
There it was. And no.
Do you remember those when we were going through phase of making like really dystopian adverts? Don't remember.
No,
we put some of them on the show. We were making adverts, weren't we?
Oh, God, yes, we were. We need to do that again. Mm. That was quite fun. Right, I think... Oh, is it her? Oh, I don't know, and I don't want to play it if it isn't her. Oh, well, let's give it a try. If it is her, we'll know it is, but...
I don't know.
It is her. Right.
Hips! Heart.
I know how to keep my body healthy. But how do you keep your mouth healthy?
My dentist said, try Oral-B Pro Expert toothpaste. It's actually the one I use myself.
I need an Oral-B made toothpaste!
What? I'll do that again!
Someone else! Oh, that's beautiful!
Oh,
that's brilliant. It's someone spoofed.
But, you can't do that. It completely caught me off guard. Right.
So the reason I hate this advert is because, yes, you get legs. Bum, heart. I have to keep my mouth healthy. Well, stop sucking cocks, love. I went to the dentist, and the dentist said, "Have you tried Oral B? It's the one I use myself." Bullshit. It is dentist bullshit. Don't lie.
Hmm.
Oh, I didn't know. And this is what she says. Oh, I didn't know Oral B made toothpaste. Really?
What the fuck else do they make then?
Well, toothbrushes, but.
Oh, God. I want to hear what that person said.
Right, let's start this again then.
My body healthy, but how do you keep your mouth healthy? My dentist said, try Oral-B Pro Expert. I'll be toothpaste. It's actually the one I use myself.
I didn't know Oral-B made a toothpaste. I just came up from under the stone.
By dentists in the UK.
I tried it, and my.
Oh, dearie, he's gone. You know what?
I keep looking at you because I think it's you making the noise.
The Jamie Messenger or the Jamie Messenger? Legendary, mate. Yeah, legendary.
That needs more than 13,000 views from 8 years ago.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Tom, Rob, take it away and shut everything down. Now.
Right, ladies and gents, thank you very much for joining us for another weird episode of The Variety Show. If you would like to find out more about us, you can head over to channel84.co.uk. You can find out more about the Untitled Sci-Fi Show, The Variety Show, Lightly Used, and also Who Takes the Socks Off. If you would like to contact Rob, you can email him on rob@channel84.co.uk. You can email me at tj@channel84.co.uk. If you're desperate to speak to both of us at exactly the same time, then you can email podcasts, that's podcasts with an S at the end, @channel84.co.uk. We are on all social media channels. You can find out more about those by going to channel84.co.uk/The Variety Show, and our links are all there, including links to share the show. Please do share the show. It really is kind of helpful for us to get more listeners. And finally, the one I forgot to include in the list, because we haven't done that list for ages, is you'll also find out more about The Land Before Prime, our 5-minute cinema and old media review show. Anything else that you'd like to add to it, Rob?
Come on, Rob. I didn't even know they made podcasts.
Bye.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.